Christian persecution fails to slow Iraqi church growth. Mail service cancellation means more expense for ministries and their spiritual fruit from an outreach to the Roma of Slovakia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq, where oppression and violence against religious freedom continues. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says the scenario is likely to continue given the current situation facing believers.
We do know that churches are being bombed, and we know that churches are being targeted. However, Christians are being emboldened to witness.
Mueller says the chaos in the region has created an exodus.
The sectarian violence has pushed over 130,000 families into refugee status. Much of the displacement is going along sectarian lines, with Sunnis and Shiites fleeing, and Christians and Kurds also being forced to flee from ethnically mixed neighborhoods.
Yet, the spread of the gospel continues. Mueller calls it an interesting phenomenon.
The persecution that takes place because Christians speak out is actually bringing them to the attention of authorities as non-Sunnis or non-Shiite and creating opportunities for them.
Meanwhile, to millions of people in India, the hopeless isolation of poverty and illiteracy motivates them to listen to what they can't read, God's Word. A team with Audio Scripture Ministries is currently in Bangalore, India, gathering information to assess the future of short-term teams in that region. Other ASM workers are providing training and equipment maintenance to continue the life-changing ministry of proclaiming God's Word through the airwaves. Pray for wisdom and effectiveness in ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible Pathway Ministries, an organization that helps people read through the Bible in a year, has sent millions of their devotionals and Bibles overseas. Thousands of lives have been touched because of their work. However, the distribution is facing a serious challenge. Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp.
In the last few months, we've run into a problem where the politics and the economics have changed the global mailing conditions so that there are 40 countries where mail from the United States are either not able to be going in at all or they're being very restricted.
Sharp says airmail is about the only answer, which doubles the cost. However, they are appealing to short-term mission groups.
If churches are going on short-term mission trips overseas, we're more than willing and glad to give them free Bibles and Bible Pathways that they can carry with their luggage.
Pray that the Lord would reopen mail service to many of these countries. Next, the Roma people of Slovakia live unemployed, poverty-stricken, and marginalized. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says it's a people group that's been difficult to reach because they trust few.
These people who migrate up from Hungary are people who tend not to be open to the gospel, but in the last year, there have been many of those people come to know Christ through some churches that have been planted among those people.
The IN Network team began a personal evangelism effort recently that's seen the gospel spread mostly among teens and young adults in their early 20s.
It's our prayer that he will raise up from that group some people who can become leaders in the church, both lay leaders, and that he will also put his hand on some people to become pastors and evangelists to reach their own people.
And summer camping season is underway in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. Thousands of kids are experiencing God's love firsthand and learning from His Word. It's one of Russian ministry's most effective outreaches to kids, and they're inviting you to be a part of it. A gift of $49 will send one child to a life-changing week of camp. It's a simple equation. One child plus 1 week of summer camp equals one changed life. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News is a new service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. GAIN USA is making available Josh McDowell's book, The Da Vinci Code, The Quest for Truth. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. This book will give you the tools you need to open compelling dialogue about the real and relevant Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.